Good morning. So today we're going to continue and address another fundamental topic that comes up in Hilchos Kibbud Av Va'Em, and that is the prohibition of contradicting your parent. We know that the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us that there are two basic categories that pertain to the mitzvah of Kibbud Av Va'Em. There are two basic categories. The first is the mitzvah of Kibbud, to go and honor your parent by helping him and assisting him, giving him food, by helping him get dressed, etc. And then we have the second category, and that is the mitzvah of Yira, the mitzvah of Meira, the mitzvah to fear your parent, which means that you shouldn't do anything that would cause some amount of disrespect to your parent, such as don't sit in your parent's seat, don't stand in his designated place, don't contradict your parent. And as well, we find the Isser of Machriya Stavarv. Don't weigh in on a dispute that your parent is having with someone else, even if you are trying to say that your parent is correct. Don't weigh in. It's disrespectful to offer your opinion, even if you are coming to assist your parent and telling the other person involved in this dispute that your parent is correct. So that's the Gemara. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Kibbud Av Va'Em, Sif Beis, over there in Sif Rishman, in Yardaya, the Shulchan Aruch tells us something very interesting. When the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Isser of Machriya as Dvarov, when the Shulchan Aruch mentions the prohibition of weighing in on a disagreement that your parent has, even if you are going to say that your parent is correct, you're taking your parent's side, it's still Aser, says the Shulchan Aruch, that is Befanov. That is if you're being Machriya as Dvarov in your parent's presence, if it's Befanov, which clearly indicates that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that Shaloi Befanov its Mutter. The Isser of Machriya as Dvarov, the Isser to weigh in on a Machlaikis, on a dispute that your parent is having, and to point out that you agree with your parent, it's only also if it's done in the presence of your parent. However, if it's Shaloi Befanov, if it's not in the parent's presence, then in fact it's permitted. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now there is a very fundamental machlekes hapoiskin whether this caveat applies as well to the prohibition of soiser stvar. There's an isser to contradict your parent. Does this isser apply only if it's being done befanov, or is this prohibition applicable even if you are contradicting your parent, shaloi befanov, not in his presence? This is a machlekes hapoiskin, machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. The opinion of the Taz is that it's mutter. And says the Taz, says the Goyin, we have a raya from the fact that many Tanoim argued on their parents. We find many Rishonim arguing on their parents. For instance, Rebbe argues on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. We find that the Tur, one of the most famous Peskin that we have in Halacha, argues on his father, the Rosh, many times, even though, ostensibly, he should be encountering an Isser to contradict your parent. He's contradicting his parent. He's arguing on his parent in Halacha. Nevertheless, we find that the Tur did argue on his parent. He argued on his father. The Rebbe argued on Reb Shimon Gamliel. What was the justification? The answer must be, it was Shaloi Befanov. And therefore, says the Taz, you see that the Heter doesn't apply specifically and exclusively to the Isser of Machriya Stavarov. That dispensation, when it comes to Shaloi Befanov, applies not only to Machriya Stavarov, it applies as well to Soiser Stavarov, and that was the justification for the Tur to argue on his father, because it was Shaloi Befanov, it wasn't in the presence of the Rosh, and therefore the Tur was allowed to argue on the Rosh, his father. So too, that's why Rebbe was allowed to argue on Shimon Gamliel. That's why many of the Gedolim were able to argue on their father, because it was Shaloi Befanov, and there is no Isser of Soiser Stavarov if it is not in the presence of the parent. However, others disagree. The Shach disagrees. The Prisha says that you know what the heter for the Rosh to argue on his father was? Because he had a very cogent argument. When you have a very strong raya, something that he calls a raya mechrachas, you have a very potent raya that your father is incorrect, then you could be Soiser Stavarov, and this ostensibly applies even if it's Befanov. So according to the Prisha, there is a heter, but it's not this heter. The Isser of Machriya Stavarov does in fact only apply but is, when it's befanav. However, the issa of soyser stavav, the issa to contradict your parent, applies even if it's shalai befanav, even when it's not in the presence of your parent. And that which the Rosh sometimes had his son arguing on him was specifically in a case where the Tor had a very strong proof to his opinion. However, if he didn't have a very strong proof, he had no right to argue on his father because it was included in the Isser of Seisar Tavarev, even though it was Shalai Befanav. So it turns out that we have a Machlaikis, whether the Isser of Seisar Tavarev applies when it's Shalai Befanav. It's a Machlaikis between the Shach and the Taz. And everyone agrees that when it comes to the Isser of Machria Tavarev, to weigh in on the Machlaikis and to side with your father, it only applies if it's Befanov. If it's Shalai Befanov, it's Mutter. Now, what would be the difference between the Isser of Machriyas Tavarov and the Isser of Soyser Tavarov? How come, according to some place, the Isser of Machriyas Tavarov applies only Befanov? But when it comes to the Isser of Soyser Tavarov, the Isser applies even if it's Shalai Befanov. The prohibition applies even when it's not in the presence of your father. Why should we distinguish between these two prohibitions? The place can explain. This is based on a Lavush. That there's a very basic difference between the two Isser. When it comes to contradicting your parent, that's something that's inherently disrespectful. It's disrespectful to argue on your parent. So even if it's not in the presence of your parent, it's disrespectful and it's usur, even though the parent is not around to see that you are disagreeing with him. However, when it comes to the Isser of Machriyas Devarav, perhaps, since you are siding with your parent, it's not inherently disrespectful. So why is it usur? The answer is that if it's befanov, if the parent is there, it's disrespectful to chime in, to weigh in on the machlekes, and to offer your opinion if your father's right there. Even if you're siding with your father, it's disrespectful to feel that you have some type of say in the matter when you are the son and he is your parent. But that is only disrespectful if the father is there, if it's shalei befanov, it's mutter. And that is the distinction between the Isser of Machriyas Tavarev and the Isser of Soyser Tavarev. Because Soyser Tavarev is inherently disrespectful, and therefore it's also even when the father is not around. But the Isser of Machriyas Tavarev perhaps only applies if the father is in your presence, and only then is it considered disrespectful to weigh in on his dispute. The truth is that so far we have two justifications for the Rosh to argue on his father, for the Tor to argue on his father, the Rosh. Either because the Isser doesn't apply if it's Shalai Befanov, and over there it was Shalai Befanov. That was one approach. And the second approach was that he had a Raya Mechrachis, he had a very cogent argument to support his position, and that's why he was justified in arguing with his father. The truth is, one could have argued that the entire question doesn't exist. What's the question? How could the Tor argue on his father, the Rosh? Either there's a Isser, there's a prohibition of arguing with your father. One could have very easily answer this question by saying that when it comes to learning, we have a special dispensation, and there's no isser to argue on your father if it's in learning. Now, no one answers this. The Taz didn't offer this answer, and the Prisha didn't offer this answer, which indicates, l'chayra, that both the Taz and the Prisha held that the isser of Machriyas Devarav, the Isser of Soyser Stavav, the Isser to contradict your father, applies even if you are arguing in learning. Even if you are arguing in learning, the Isser would apply, and that's why they didn't use this Svara to answer up the question of how the Tor was justified in arguing with his father, the Rosh. At any rate, we have this Machlekes. I just want to present to you something that's a Siruf, that some of the place can use halacha l'maisa. In other words, we have machlekes whether the Isser of Soyser Tavarev applies if it's Shalai Befanov. Machlekes the Shach and the Taz. So many place can say, lechatchila, a person should try to be machmer. A person should try to be machmer, not argue on his parent, not be Soyser Tavarev even if it's not in the presence of the parent. However, perhaps when you have two Sirufim, you could be meikel. In other words, there's another very fundamental machlekes in the Paiskim regarding the Isser of Soyser Tavarev. If your father tells you, wear a coat outside, your mother tells you, wear a coat outside, wear a coat outside, it's cold, and you don't feel that it's too cold, you feel that you can walk outside without wearing your coat, are you mechuyev to listen to your parent based on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em? So some Paiskim say that you are not, because the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em only applies when you're physically assisting the parent, when you're giving some assistance that provides some hana physically for the parent, such as giving him food, helping him get dressed, etc. this is your physical needs. It's not the parents' physical needs, and therefore, it's not included in the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. You're not mechuyev to listen to the parent when the parent is instructing you to do something that has nothing to do with the physical needs of the parent. However, there's a famous opinion of the Makre. There's a famous opinion of the Makre. The Makre says that even though mitzvah, the mitzvah of kibud, there is no obligation to listen to your parent if your mother's telling you to wear a coat outside, because it has nothing to do with the physical needs of the parent. Nevertheless, it's included in the Isser of Seisers Devarav. Because just like there's an Isser to contradict him in words, when you act in a way that contradicts the directive of the parent, that is included in Seisers Devarav. You're contradicting him in your action. That's the opinion of the Machna. Now, this is a Machlekes HaPaiskim, but many Paiskim say, L'chadchila, a person should try to be Machna. However, some Paiskim say, I heard this from Rav Reisman Shlita, others say this as well, that now we could perhaps present a sveka, which would allow a person to be mekel. If your parent says, wear a coat outside, so we're talking about the potential of seiser stavar, of contradicting him. Now, when it's befonov, in the presence of the mother, then we should l'chadchila be machmer, and we should listen to the parent, wear the coat, because the machna holds that it's included in seiser stavar if you don't wear the coat. However, if it's shaloi b'fanov, if you're not in the presence of the parent, now you have two reasons that perhaps you could be mekel. You have a tziruf of two separate and distinct kulos that can be implemented halacha l'maaseh. Number one, it's not poshut that it's b'chlal included in the isser of seiser devarav. Perhaps this isser of seiser devarav only includes arguing with your parent in words, but when you contradict him with your conduct, that's not included in seiser devarav. And number two, it's shloi b'fanov. According to many paiskim, the entire is of contradicting your parent doesn't apply when it's not in the presence of your parent. So when you get instructed to wear your coat outside, so if it's shloi b'fanov, there is a strong mokum to say that a person would be able to be mekel and to walk outside without wearing his coat. At any rate, have yourself a wonderful day.